everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvia.
Welcome to the Spirit Work Show, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Mick Avery. Hi.
And we are mediums, healers and authors who have chosen to serve humanity through our gift of spirit communication. We focus on education, and on this show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truth as the nature of your existence direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we'll be discussing how to expand your senses. So if you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. The number is toll-free in the US. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And if there's any international callers out there, it's 001-530-876-3222. But that's not toll-free, I'm afraid, but it is only a quick call. Okay.
Well, hi. I'm Mick Avery, as well as Spirit's Work on the wonderful and ever-present and looming large bbsradio.com. Every Monday at 7 p.m. we have another radio show which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books and CDs, maybe you might like to visit to book an Akashic reading, we suggest you go visit our websites, which are www.spirit-teaching.com and also at www.spiritsworkradio.com. Each week live on the show, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but has now come back to share his vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth plane. And I have to do that right now so we can get on with the show. So without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie, and she's going to explain more while I go to sleep. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mick. Gregory is a spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, who consists of scientific minds of all description along with ordinary people. They are an educational team and have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move towards a more harmonious and peaceful way of life. They don't have, or we don't have, any political persuasion or religious persuasion, but we come from the standpoint that everybody has their own right to their own views and beliefs, and all we do is tend to try to discuss observation, well, the spirit world come with their observations, and hopefully just to maybe help us to see other aspects and angles of life that they may be able to help us with. So when Mick's in trance, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the White Cloud Group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Gregory. This means there's no room for errors because interpretation doesn't come into it. So, as Mick said, if you want to find out more about us from our website, it's www.spirit-teaching.com. And I'd also like to say that we're also on secondlife.com this Saturday, 5th of July, 1 o'clock till 2 p.m. Pacific. So if you'd like to join us there, go along to the Mystic Academy, and we are in the Oracle Temple, so there is more information, again, on our website, spirit-teaching.com, if you're interested in that. That would be great if you are, and we can meet with you and interact with you during that session as well. Okay, well, I do believe Gregory is with us.
With love and light and peace be upon you, dear friend, little bird.
We were just saying, thank you. Okay, well, we're going to be discussing again today more situations to do with expanding our senses, honing into our intuitive gifts and Well, anything really to do with that, isn't it? Anything to do with the energy of expanding our awareness of the universe around us and how that interacts with us.
Yes, my dear friends, really and truly, so many people, it appears to be that they maybe wake up of a morning and do not actually understand really, do not actually really relate to what it is they are viewing, having a physical life. Oftentimes, it is, dear friends, that we see and admire people for their tenacity or of whatever it is that their chosen path has become. But for many, it is that even just waking up is not something of a joy. How can we prod these people into rediscovering the joy in their lives? If even opening the eyelids and rising to consciousness from the previous day's activities are filled with dread, these are situations which are untenable, really, for a spirit having a physical existence. How can you possibly find happiness if you are in such a state? We need to look upon the values of one another and the values of self, of what you produce as a being. Now, if you are perhaps not a producer, but someone who requires a great deal of energy in order to keep yourself going, if you are very heavily productive in that way, or rather, should I say, if you are more rather a heavy user in that way of your energy, it may well be that you are driving on the pathway which is actually quite wrong for you. And what you really need to do is to create a different evaluation of exactly who it is you are and what it is that you're doing with your life. So many people, I understand, realize that perhaps they've come to a crossroads in their life plan journey, and maybe they didn't even have a plan when they set out. Not everybody does. We recognize this. It's not to say that there is some great and divine plan to ensure your safety from one side of life to another. Nay, in fact, for many people, they have perhaps come to the middle roads of their life and find that what they were creating and using for their employment or their gainful way in life just has ceased to excite them. Verily, I say that this is actually quite a difficult state of affairs to be in. This largely, of course, stems from the fact that people are not connected intuitively with their spirit to begin with. Maybe by family activity, maybe by their environment, maybe just simply because they've had other attentions which have taken them along a different pathway. This means to say then that quite simply you suddenly find yourself in the middle of life and yet you are in the wrong area of it, in the wrong place, in the wrong expertise maybe. What are you really going to do in order to address it? I understand for some people they just cannot bear the thought of changing the utmost will, of changing the whole faculty of what it is you do to create life in the first place or to create your well-being. When you lurch from one situation to another, having an open mind enough to be able to relearn certain situations or values, to maybe relearn a new skill or to take upon yourself some new encouragement, a different direction. This takes courage to do this. A lot of people maybe would say, oh no, I wouldn't do that at this time of my life. I'm just waiting to retire or something like that, or I'm just waiting to see out the last 10 years of my working life or some such thing. However, it is of course that as you move on in your planet, as you move on with your life journey, you're beginning to find out perhaps that the demands that are placed now in your life are not the demands that were placed upon you or that you had the perspective of thought of when you were much younger. So perhaps it's the perspective that changed. And just purely because you have not relied upon your intuitive skills and states of mind. Your consciousness, your superconsciousness, your spirit relationship has not actually necessarily had an impact upon your life. And this is where change begins.
Okay. Hello. Have we got a caller? Is that somebody for us?
You need to speak to them to tell them to turn it up.
I can't really hear anything. Hello, caller?
No, it's really, my friend, to do with the actual administration. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, hello.
Hello, friend. Hello, hello.
What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Oh, hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Okay. Well, would you like to talk to Gregory about something on your mind?
Yes, I would. Very much about relationship, if possible.
Yes.
Okay.
Carry on, friend.
Excuse me?
Continue, friend.
Yeah.
Continue?
Yeah.
With the relationship I'm in is the one I should be in.
Well, the thing is, we're actually not doing that sort of, we're not doing readings of that sort. I don't know if Mr. Destiny's on at the moment, but he starts at 12:30, actually, on one of the other stations, if you would like to have a look.
What kind of thing are you doing right now?
No, we're actually talking about something to do with, anything that's to do with expanding your sort of, intuition and that sort of thing, and how
yes,
to...
Yes, exactly. I'm
right.
Wondering about how the chemtrails are affecting the pineal gland.
Oh, okay.
Well, what an interesting question.
Well, that is an interesting question.
Because it does tend to wander this situation as to whether this is a situation of intention or whether it is a byproduct of accidental situation to do with chemical runoff from using a particular form of fuel or whatever. I have to say...
Well, it's contamination that's directed towards the endocrine system.
Yes, yes, quite so. But I'm still, my dear friend, that is, however, one facet of the understanding. The point is that you also have to take into account many other people who may not share that opinion and are perhaps somewhat skeptical of it.
Well, so you just have to look up into the sky to see it.
Yes, quite so, friend. I understand that.
And it's
now,
affecting it whether you believe it or not. I mean, it's
okay.
There.
Well,
when you fly,
so
you can see them spraying. It's there when you're on the ground. It's affecting the endocrine system. So how does it affect the pineal gland?
Well, my dear friend, yes, well, actually, friend, what happens here is that it's actually creating many kinds of different blocking effects upon the whole physiological system. The point is that there is a certain dulling of the senses and nervous system because of these kinds of interferences.
Absolutely.
It's a bit like, yes, it's a bit like, my dear friend, if you were, shall we say, you were taking a situation of that you wanted to kill off a certain kind of insect, shall we say.
Like
and
humankind.
Well, yes, yes. I wasn't going to say that, my dear friend.
Well, that's what they want to do.
Yes, but what I was trying to get at here, dear friend, is that, shall we say then that you are a crop producer and you want to kill off a certain kind of insect quite simply because you are seeing that as a problem for your product. So
uh-huh.
what you are doing is you are determining this as being a part of the default system that you want to change it around.
Why are we talking about insects when we're talking about human beings?
Because I am drawing an analogy.
Oh, okay, good.
So what you would do is that you would find that these people are spraying with a certain kind of chemical product. However, what is not realized is the actual environmental damage, not just one being that you think that you may be trying to change or alter in some genetic way
in order to accept
a form of compliance, but that actually what's happening is that you are denigrating the whole environment.
Absolutely.
By doing that.
Absolutely.
And this is really a very large problem that we can see that is continuing to ensue throughout the entire planetary system.
And getting worse all the time.
Well, the point is, friend, that it's not just something which is topical. It is something which affects every living tissue matter.
Absolutely. What can we do? What can we do other than organite?
Well, yes. The point is, friend, that you have to continue communication with one another. What you have to understand is that you are not lone voices, that you have to actually communicate together in order to actually bring about a change in events and responsibility.
What about organite? And cloudbusters and chembusters, that kind of thing.
Well,
So basically what Gregory's saying is then that we just have to all keep trying to be a bigger voice and to try and get all of this sort of thing stopped, isn't it? I mean, that's all we can do, really.
Yes,
really. Can I interject? I've never been sick before. I use Zappers and Organite and what have you. Never get sick, and just the last few weeks they've been spraying so heavily. And I started getting sick, and I can't reverse it.
Yes, part of the problem.
And I did before with all of my little, with Organite and the Hilda Clark Zappers and that kind of thing, and I could do it, and it just doesn't seem like I can do it with the heavy spraying that they're doing now.
Out of interest, what do doctors say about this sort of thing? What do they put it down to when people go to the doctors about problems that they're having? And it's mentioned to them. Do they go along with this idea?
You know something? I would never go to a doctor because when you go get their pharmaceuticals and their cures and their vaccines with the thimerosal and mercury, you end up sicker than you do before you go.
Yeah.
And the flu shots and the ovarian cancer shots that have all of the horrible things that are killing people now. I wouldn't go to a doctor.
I
avoid them like the plague.
Yeah, I just wondered if
I'll avoid them. I won't go because I know if I go in a hospital or a doctor's office, I'm going to end up worse than when I went in.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Even down to the sneezes in the waiting room.
I'm not going in there. People that I've seen in there go in there perfectly healthy, come out with horrible man-eating virus diseases and such, I won't go in. I avoid it like the plague. I'll help myself before I'll ever go to a doctor.
Yeah.
It is probably the best way, my friend. What I can say, however, is that perhaps the one of the most difficult problems that you face, dear friend, is actually to do with water consumption, because water is actually...
I do distill water that is on organite. My water is completely clean.
Yes.
Distilled on organite that has been activated with organite. No, my water is fine.
And making sure that you
wash generic.
Oh, I only tell people to drink distilled water, and I put it on a plate of organite so it's charged. My water is fine. It's the spraying that's going on. They spray day and night, and the chemicals in the foods are just horrendous. You know, I was just down in the Yucatan of Mexico, and I found out that there was a salt shaker on the table. Not only do they put iodine, which is not great, but they put fluoride now in the salt in Mexico, We just got it out of our water system here because we know that it causes, you know, brain holes in the brain and osteoporosis and that.
Yes.
But they're now putting it in the salt in the for the people in Mexico.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
And I, by the time I got back from Mexico this last week, I was sicker than a dog with all the chemicals they're putting in their foods.
The problem also, my dear friend, has become that you have actually become extremely sensitive to all of these different environmental changes. We are finding now and observing, dear friend, that there are many, many more people who are suffering from environmental illnesses such as hypersensitivity due to overburning of certain salts. Yes, yes.
They're spraying barium, viruses, bacteria, aluminum, mercury, everything is in the air now that we breathe. They spray us in grids every day.
Yes.
How can we be healthy when they're doing that? That's what I ask.
Yes. The point is, friend, that it's that this is the environment that that is being created around you. So
we're all going to die. I use colloidal silver. I make it myself. I do all of these things. And it is getting me sick, finally.
I
didn't before, but they are attacking us. This is, what do we do?
You have to actually physically make complaint, friend. That is, basically, all that you can do is you have to speak up about your environment. You have to, not just coming onto programs like this, but that you also have to actually make physical complaints to those people who are in places of administration to your area. This is a part of the problem that is facing currently humankind because people are not actually voicing necessarily their opinions.
They are not saying anything. They look up.
No,
and you know something? People actually get angry with me when I talk to them about this. People just can't face things. They are angry.
Exactly.
And it is absolutely getting on my nerves. I tell people, you know, I go down to Mexico and the people really get it there. You come to the United States and the people are so dumb, they don't get it here. They get angry with you and they wouldn't do that to you. You know, the people in Mexico get it. They really, really get it. And the
You'll have to be a voice for others then, won't you? This is something that you're going to be very good at, and people need you.
Yes, so absolutely so.
Well, look, thanks ever so much for the call, Michael. We better get on to a different topic now.
You guys are great, but this needs to be heard.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Heard.
And, you know,
and it was
more
great
power
talking
you.
With you. I love your accents, and you're both wonderful people.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you
too.
So much.
Good luck with everything.
God bless, dear friend.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. So, I can't remember where we were now.
It is quite all right, friend. So, you see, situations of one person's life.
Yeah.
What they had thought when they were 18, 19, 20. What was the pattern of their life that they had ensued, that they had thought of, that they were going to deal with. Where is the happiness pill? Where is the place where you are actually thinking that you are going to settle? What is it that life makes and creates around you to bring happiness? Can you actually find happiness in life when you are in the ages of between 40 and 50? Are you actually satisfied with what you've done thus far? Or is the environment actually turning something around upon your head in order to actually show you something completely different? The point is that you should never try not to fall into the trap of becoming afraid of what it is, who it is, how it is that you make yourself known in the world. Yes.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who's speaking?
Hello, friend.
This is Luciani.
Hello, Luciani.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Is it the Luciani that we know?
Yes, the Luan, yes.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Luan. It's great to speak to you at last.
Hello.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, friend. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Luanne.
What would you like to say?
I have two questions.
Okay.
Yes.
One would be, would it be possible for a human being to be connected with his or her spirit side, but totally disconnected from the human being side because of disliking to have a human experience? And my second question would be...
Hang on.
One moment.
We'll do that one first, Luanne.
So, your physical state, your connection to your spirit can become perfected. It is only a matter of how or where you wish to the extent to which you wish to connect with your spirit. Your pure, beautiful spirit is this situation in isolation from your physical state. Well, I have to say, friend, you have to use your physical state in order to be able to access your spirit journey and to be able to then access your whole journey so that you are not left isolated feeling like a starfish flapping on the seashore when you just feel like a physical organism and that you are in a place you don't want to be, in a space in your mind that you don't want to be. How you are going to eject yourself and turn yourself around to a different way of thinking and correction is to be able to make the pattern of change so that you connect purely with your spirit and therefore find ultimate happiness, quite simply because that is the essence of really who you are and not what others have performed you to be or what you have led within your circle of life. We want and need all people to be able to recognize this fact of life, that you are not purely a situation of being someone else's in someone else's control, but that you are in your own ultimate control. Yes, I am aware that conditions, environmental conditions, have a certain degree of challenge and have a certain degree of control upon you. However, what you and your spirit's relationship can achieve is a groundbreaking situation, really, for you to be able to actually rise above any situation that comes to you because it's purely in the physical. You can make a change within your own mindset, at least within your own realization pattern, by maintaining and arriving at the perfect relationship between your physical state and your spirit.
But Luanne, I think, were you saying, Luanne, that you know, you feel maybe that your spirit actually didn't want to have doesn't feel right here?
Yes, I understand.
Doesn't fit in. Does that make sense, Luanne?
I feel more spiritual than physical, and I cannot get used to have a human life with all the things that you have in here. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, I understand that. It's like you are really toiling uphill every day. Is an uphill struggle, purely because you don't really fit. It's like you're an alien in some other landscape. The point here, my dear friend, is that there are many, many people who feel this way, in some respects disjointed from their physical life. I am saying, dear friend, that it's quite a natural situation that you come to at this time, quite simply because the situation that has happened in your physical life hasn't painted the doorway, hasn't created the ability for you to succeed in those avenues you had wished. The point is that the life journey is not just one of physical ease. It is one of you actually identifying with your physical state and your spirit. If you achieve that, you will actually find a great deal more happiness within your own life and mind, and yet I understand that you still feel alienated. deleted from your physical life journey.
I've heard you say before, Gregory, that there are, in people's Akashic readings, that there are certain people that come from certain soul groups in particular that really are probably, wasn't a good idea for them to have a physical life because of the vibration that they are.
Yes, that is quite true.
Yeah.
And this is actually part of it, because particularly one such as you, Luann, who actually has an extreme depth of sensitivity, it does mean to say that when situations are not true for you, do not turn right for you, even though you make the right positive moves and the right wills for change, it's in your heart that you want these situations to change, and yet it appears that right at the last minute, something comes along and closes the door. And the something that comes along and closes the door is not you. You still have the same energy, the same intention, and yet it appears to be that this is a will which is outside of yourself. What you have to understand is that you are, unfortunately, at the behest of others. When you rely upon other people to complete certain aspects of your life, you are subject to the failure of them actually following through with it. It is not something which is at your fault, but rather at their lack of will or courage to continue with the plan or to continue with their ideal. You had actually read one situation as being this or thus far, and unfortunately, what oftentimes can happen with people who immerse themselves in whatever situation or however this is portrayed, that the energy of within a cell, you appear to see it as being something completely simple and obvious. Well, yes, of course, I'll just do this, and then the outcome will be perfect. However, will be exactly as I see it. However, this is moving into the situation of actually attaching this situation to other people's energy. And when you do that, you are, in fact, in default to their will. You are giving that situation more energy and power, for example, to somebody else, rather than actually taking it and using the energy for your own decision-making, and that needs to be a different decision. So one that doesn't involve somebody else. This is a problem, I know, because being a physical being, having a physical life, I remember the things that I used to do. I used to wonder and marvel at the different attributes that I had. I had quite a lot of willpower in wanting to help my father dig the plot of land we had, but I couldn't do it because I had a very small frame. And even though when I was very young, I used to get extremely upset at not being able to carry out my father's wishes and chores. But by the time I was 10, I was strong enough to do that. And then I felt that I'd achieved something purely on my own merit, purely on my own situation. I had not asked of somebody else or somebody else's motives to become embroiled in mine. Part of this situation, Fred, is awareness of other people's motives and their understanding. What you have to do is stop being so, or what other people in that situation have to do, is stop being so reliant necessarily upon others particularly, but understanding what you can and what you can recover yourself in your own situation. For those areas need to be kept limited so that you can actually recover one thing and then you can go on to the next and then the next. Learn to perhaps not take such large chunks out of life, and then perhaps they will not be so disappointing when you place a whole situation onto the decision that you've made. Part of the problem as well happens to be that people in that situation can then oftentimes, feel as though they've been let down or there is some great failure. The failure really is in understanding the foresight to enable that your energy needs to be compact and within yourself, not extended outside. of self. That doesn't mean to say that you must be isolationist or that you must ignore the rest of the world, although I understand that for some that would be an ideal situation. Living in a cave, I understand, is and shunning the rest of the world is not a possible situation for you.
The world needs people who are developed spiritually to change the world.
Yes, absolutely.
By example, so.
Absolutely. So what you really have to do is to try to understand that you need to keep the rest of the situation in perspective but at arm's length so that you are not so responsive to the situations that happen to you, so that you are not so denigrated by them. You then tend to possibly fall into the trap of becoming self-prophesying, self-prophesizing, you see, so that you feel then that you are coming into a situation where perhaps you are unsure of what decision to make, which pathway to take, and then that leaves you into further trouble. So the situation really has to be that you need to look at it afresh, really, and learn to just take only certain situations upon yourself. You don't deserve to trouble yourself too much within the boundaries of physical life. Part of the situation really is trying to bring you into the spiritual ease, into the situation of greater awareness and expansion of your consciousness. That is the beauty within yourself, friend.
Okay, Luan?
Yes?
Second question?
Yes, that would be for people like me who doesn't like to have human experience, how can you connect to your spiritual side to make it easier for you? And I like the idea of not being on the same level of vibration energy, because sometimes I think that the level of energy here is kind of too heavy for me, and sometimes you kind of feel low on energy because of so much violence, so many wrong things that we see and we cannot do anything. So how we can do and connect to the spiritual side actually to make it easier life on Earth? How can you actually do that?
Yes, yes. Well, you can do that, my dear friend, purely by the meditational tools that we use in the spirit world, say, meditation, for example. But this is not something that we're suggesting that people sit and meditate all day long or anything like that. You have to get on with the certain products of life. However, in order to really truly connect with your divine self, with the divine state, you need to work out how you are actually going to control your mind. First and foremost, it is usually the mind that lets down the that brings in negativity, that seeks holes in life, that allows negative thoughts and negative intrusion atmosphere, negative intrusion of changes in density of frequency that tend to happen through negative situations created in life. Now, what I'm saying here, friend, is that so that when you perhaps observe or you hear about a negative or violent act in around the place that you live, this creates then a certain negative density, a change in your auric pattern. It also produces a certain deceleration of your energy. And that's why it is that you feel drawn out. You feel that the energy is being sucked out of you by the environment that you live in. And that is something that I can quite understand, even though I didn't have to endure such a thing when I had a physical life.
Is that because there wasn't so much negativity around in those days?
Well, there was actually quite a lot of negativity, but that's besides the point. It was really for a different reason.
It was more condensed, though, wasn't it? In specific areas rather than...
Oh, yes, quite so.
Thing.
Yes, quite so. But what Luan is experiencing actually is quite topographic. It's something which is quite specific to her area as well. And so the situation is also linked, of course, to other people in other areas. And the fact is that for many, they actually see that their situation is perhaps more personal, because you are actually suffering from it at the time. So what you really need to do is to learn once again to use aspects of the safety meditation in order to correct the consciousness mind so that you can bring it under control. The reason for this is, in fact, because you need to use your conscious mind in order to protect yourself from these negative energies and assimilations which are happening around you. The part of the association that you may have and that others in your position have is really to do with association. So it is, you have a negative event which happens, and then your awareness trips into the fact that this is, in fact, depleting your energy resource. It's not just the resource like you're leaking, like your plug isn't fitting or something like that. It's actually really to do with the fact that when you look at this situation, you are, in fact, succumbing to these more negative traits, and that it's taking the power away from you because you are powerless. So what happens then is that you need to change the basis of how you accept it or how you do not accept it if you are going to do something about altering the status quo that you find yourself in. Then perhaps what you need to do is to take positive action, which means that you actually have to have a physical voice. If you do not create this pathway, then part of the situation is that you then feel disempowered by the problem. If you are actually a person who has an ability to create this change with the safety meditation, which alters your mind, which allows you to think for yourself and to correct your thoughts. Remember, friend, thoughts are living things, and the thoughts that many people have are injurious thoughts which come from others because of the negativity they've already created. So many of the thoughts that you have or the feelings of negativity that you have are actually from thoughts in the atmosphere around you. And what these thoughts do are decelerate your vibration. So what you need to do is to learn to protect yourself using the Sesi method of control and understanding that control of your thoughts and control of your consciousness is something which is in your remit. It's something which is in your ability to change. And that is why we actually try to encourage people to bring about this kind of meditation so that it changes and secures your environment. It's a bit like you were walking around with the wrong clothing on in the wrong weather so that you get wet rather than wearing something which is waterproof. When you come to actually change your environment of the inner state, you also learn protection of that inner state so as to be able to function in any given situation or scenario, so that even in the face of extreme negativity, you can see your way through it, see exactly how to control it in your life, and then ultimately to help to change your environment by cleansing it and by showing others how to do the same.
Yeah, and also obviously the protection, but it is difficult when you are, because, you know, like people like Luann, most days you just feel like you're running, but there's nowhere to run, really.
Yes, quite so. Particularly if
there's so much negativity around.
Yes, quite so. Particularly if you are stuck within one specific place and due to your circumstances, you are unable to alter that. So that's what I am saying, dear friend, that what you need to do is purely to stick with that. It's not an easy thing to do. I'm not professing that it is. However, with perseverance, with patience too, you will actually achieve it and achieve really quite beautiful things. There are many situations within your life which you can alter through this experience.
I'd just like to add that in these situations that, you know, obviously we can't change a lot of the things around us that we have to live in these negative areas and situations, but I think picking away at it and actually realizing the sort of people was that, well, actually, they do make me feel totally drained after I've been with them for a while. They are always actually sapping my energy and da-da-da. And if you look at your life and areas of your life in that way and gradually change the things that you can change, the larger situation of living in this difficult world, let alone, you know, area, then that might be diminished slightly.
Yes, but I am well aware that you cannot just necessarily disregard all of the friends that you have who happen to have this negative impact. The point is that you need a support of at least, some people.
Well, can't you get new friends
you
that aren't
but,
like
well,
them?
Yes.
So
that is the possibility,
that means,
too.
You know, change your circle of friends if that is the case, that you just keep going around on this hamster wheel.
Yes.
It's a thought, isn't it? Anyway, Luann.
Yes, thank you so much, Gregory. Thank you, Sylvie. That was great.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay, good call again.
Thank you much.
That's lovely. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye.
Love and light, friend.
Bye. Yeah, we do, though, don't we?
Yes. The hamster wheel seems perfect from the inside.
Yeah.
Until you find that you're still in the same place and the same treadmill, the same situation. Occurs again and again. Why does it occur again and again? Quite simply because you haven't actually taken the situation, the direct path, to allow you to move beyond it.
But it can happen with family. It's not only friends, is it? I mean, and
of course.
Far more difficult to try to change, obviously.
Yes, but the family situation is even worse, in effect, because in many respects you are bonded with them by blood tie. By your ancestry. Mm. So that, in some respects, makes you feel endemic with it. It makes you feel, well, that's a part of it. I cannot possibly be against anything to do with my family, which, of course, is something which people then rely upon the genetic in order to keep that place within it. Mm. So, for example, you have a situation where perhaps a daughter, shall we say, has such great alliance with their family that the daughter would even perhaps go and be, that some cultures, for example, create a form of mutilation, do they not? In order for the daughter to be presentable for marriage
or
some kind of religion like that. And the situation will be, the person would much rather do that than actually understand, no, this is my violation. This is what you are doing to me is not out of love. What you are doing to me is out of habit, out of willful disrespect of self and self-determination.
Mm. And not for their own benefit. Absolutely.
Absolutely so, yes.
But it is difficult, especially going back to Luann, if you are a spiritual person living in, and then there you go, you know, if you're a spiritual person living in a family of people who are not interested in expanding their spirituality.
Or in a community of violence.
Or even are aware of it. So therefore nowhere is home for you.
Yes.
What I mean?
But the point is, as I said before, dear friends, that even a person, if they are unable to find anywhere quiet, it may well be that the smallest room in the house is the only place that's quiet, and quiet enough for you to be able to go within a self and to be able to actually find that peace. And that sanctuary, which you can then transfer to the outside of you.
Mm.
Learn to accept it within you, first of all, and then transcend it through your pores to the things and actions you create. So being more thoughtful about the things and actions you create, maybe even contemplation first. Contemplation not just purely so that you stop acting on a whim, I have said before that your intuitive action is often something that you do to begin with, but that depends upon whether you are keyed into your spirit or not. Some people create intuitive action and it's an absolute disaster. For example, you may have some people who actually resort to violence as intuitive state because they're merely reacting to some other negative inference which has come their way. This kind of interactivity is not, of course, coming from their spirit, although oftentimes I've heard it said from people your side of life that there have been these challenges in my life and that I just reacted to it, and that some even may cite that that they had the interference of negative spirits. Well, I understand that's a possibility too, of course, because that's an actual existence. So what you have to do, however, is you have to try to raise your vibration through that and through that experience. You have to understand that if you're a negative person, you need to change your outlook into something which is positive and directive.
And the problem is keeping positive and directive in amongst all of the negativity around you. So you're saying that the sanctuary of your spirit, your spiritual self, your higher self, your inner voice, by going within the meditation, can change your vibration to become more in tune with that, so that the strengths that you gain, you actually do change your vibration on a day-to-day level. It's not just at that moment. The more you do it, then you become a more, not only a stronger person, because you can draw on the energy from your spirit, because you're more in tune with it.
Absolutely so. Yes, absolutely so. And by doing that, you may, don't forget, you may attain enlightenment. It's not something which comes from someone who is already ascended in their journey.
Wouldn't this be, we've only got a minute or so left,
yes,
but wouldn't this be, I don't know what an enlightened person looks like.
Or, realization.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but, you know, it's such a big word that's brandished around. But, I mean, the thing is, wouldn't an inverted commas enlightened being have a very, very difficult time on Earth anyway? Because
yes,
of all this
once
negativity.
They become enlightened.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it would be so hurtful.
So wouldn't it just get worse?
It would be so hurtful, would it not?
That's an interesting point, actually. I hadn't thought of that before. I mean, we're talking about us, you know, and developing our senses and on a spiritual pathway, and how just actually much more difficult it gets as you go along, it seems.
Yes.
That if you're an enlightened being, my goodness, it must be like living without a skin or something.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, quite so.
Presumably you'd have all sorts of other tricks up your sleeve to deal with these things.
Because you're an enlightened
exactly.
being.
Exactly. Anyway, I think we've run out of time, actually, Gregory.
Yes. Very
well.
Thank you so. With love and light, friends. God bless.
And I'd like to thank our callers. And we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website again, which is spirit-teaching.com. If you find out more about us, maybe book a reading or have a good look around the site. Anyway, I'd like to say that my name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.